Maitreya, I am, and I have hinted at these teachings before, but I will give them again and give some extra detail. Surely, my beloved, the book that is being brought into the physical as we speak, it will indeed explain this in great detail. But I will give some glimpse here, for I believe that those who are the Ascended Master students should be ready to step up and realize what has been going on in their own experience. So as I have hinted before, the Garden of Eden was indeed a place where there was room for both the innocent and the not-so-innocent students. And this, my beloved, is what you see outpictured in every spiritual and religious organization on this planet. You see a mixture of those who are the innocents, meaning that they have started to rise above duality, and those who are not innocent, meaning that they are still fully trapped in, fully embodying the state of duality. And so, my beloved, when you recognize this truth, you will be able to look at your own involvement with whatever religious or spiritual organizations you have encountered in this lifetime. And you will be able to start recognizing the pattern. And you will see, my beloved, that the question in any spiritual organization truly is whether it will be taken over by the unbalanced people, or whether a critical mass of balanced people will arise and say, no more of this dualistic power plays. We will not allow this to continue, for we want to finally have an organization that is spiritual, truly spiritual, meaning that it is above and beyond this dualistic struggle. Thus, my beloved, do you see that what we of the Ascended Host desire to see for our Chelas is that they rise to that state of being balanced so that they can take dominion over whatever spiritual organization they feel is dear to their hearts, and so that they can exercise that dominion by exposing the fallacy of those who are still trapped in the dualistic struggle, thereby hopefully helping these people rise above it, but at the very least giving them an opportunity to rise above it, and at the same time demanding that if they are not willing to rise above the dualistic struggle, then they must leave. For there simply is not room in that organization to continue this ongoing, endless, senseless, childish power struggle. And so you see, my beloved, we are looking for those students, no matter where they are, no matter what organization they belong to, we are looking for those students who will come into that balanced state of transcending duality, so that they can challenge the proud leaders of any spiritual organization, whether it be an Ascended Master organization, a New Age movement, or a traditional religion. But they can stand up and challenge the proud leaders, challenge their superiority, challenge their beliefs that they have a right to misuse the power they have as leaders in a spiritual organization, a power that is such a deep responsibility that it should never be exercised lightly. And yet we are also looking for those who are smart enough to see that they must also challenge those in the opposite polarity, those who are the blind followers and who want to remain the blind followers, for they do not want to step out into the limelight and take a stand for anything. They want to remain followers. And so they want to keep leaders who will tell them what to do. And so, in order to successfully raise a spiritual movement to the higher level, you must challenge both of these polarities. You must seek to awaken people in both camps to what is really going on, to what is the real dynamic here. And my beloved, as was said yesterday, this must be done with a clear understanding that both those who are in inferiority and those who are in superiority are stuck in a state of consciousness that is the hallmark of the fallen angels. For you see, my beloved, when the angels fell from heaven, be it Lucifer's band or other bands, there was already in heaven the codependent relationship between those who wanted to be the leaders and needed to feel superior and those who wanted to be the followers. And so when the leaders of the angelic bands fell, the vast majority of the followers blindly followed the leader, and they have done so ever since. And you see, my beloved, neither the leaders nor the followers can transcend the consciousness that caused them to fall unless they are willing to see the dynamic and realize that those who are in the superiority camp must completely let go of that sense of superiority, the need for superiority. And at the same time, those in the inferiority camp must let go of that need to be invisible, to disappear into the crowd. And so, my beloved, once again I draw your attention to the fact that the hallmark of this state of consciousness is judgment. And so you will see, if you are honest, that both those who feel superior and those who feel inferior, both of them are judging everyone and everything. For you see, my beloved, there are many people who are in the inferiority camp and who in some settings might appear meek and humble and not say a word. But yet when they feel confident, then they surely will unleash their judgmental attitudes and observations and their gossip and their backbiting. And so you see, my beloved, both people who are in the extremes are into the consciousness of judgment. And they can only overcome that consciousness of judgment when they finally see it, when they see that they are actually doing it, when they stop pointing the finger at everyone else and realize that there is a big cosmic finger from Maitreya who is pointing straight at them. And they finally realize that they are trapped in the consciousness of the fallen angels. And then they realize that they do not want to remain there, that they are more than that consciousness, for they too have a conscious self that has the potential to identify itself as anything it chooses. And thus, my beloved, the key information, the key realization that we want to bring out is precisely, as Mother Mary explains in her wonderful book, that the conscious you is what it thinks it is, at least here in a material realm. And yet, my beloved, there is an even higher layer of teaching here. For you see, my beloved, you are what you think you are, as long as you think you are anything. And thus, the reality is that what happened to the fallen angels was that instead of simply being who they were, constantly becoming more, they stopped flowing with the river of life, and they started thinking about who they were. And you see, my beloved, when the conscious self starts thinking about who it is, it has separated itself from the flow of being, from the river of life. It is no longer being who it is. For now, there is a gap between your state of inner being and your state of outer doing. And suddenly, there is this overlay of the computer of the analytical mind, who has to first process and evaluate and judge everything before you dare to do. And so, my beloved, if you will study the teachings of the Buddha, you will see that he gave indeed very profound teachings on how to stop the analytical mind, how to purify the mind of all these analytical judgments that simply pull you away from being who you are, pull you away from what Saint Germain called the innocence of the child, the childlike mind, where you know you are right with God and you are innocently and lovingly doing whatever is right, that you know is right at the moment, but you have no need to evaluate and think ahead and analyze everything. For as Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow will take thought for itself. And of course, my beloved, that statement did indeed come from me, as it was my privilege to serve as the master for the master, Jesus. And so, my beloved, it is still my privilege to serve as the master for all those who want to be students of Maitreya. And I call you and I say to you, wherever you are, my beloved, those of you who are my chelas, the chelas of Maitreya, you have waited for a very, very long time since the fall in the Garden of Eden. And I must tell you that we have now slowly but surely moved up to the point where I, Maitreya, can step through the veil and expose the fullness of what happened in the Garden of Eden, which is precisely what I will do in my new book, so that the top 10% of the spiritual people will have the full knowledge arising above that state of consciousness that caused the fall in the garden and that set this planet into a downward spiral from which it has not yet fully recovered. But surely the earth is coming close to recovering, for we are indeed making progress, and that is why I can bring out this new book and this new teaching, which I must say, in all humility, is the greatest dispensation to come from the ascended hosts since the fall in the garden. For my beloved, it simply has not been allowed for us to bring out the full teaching of what happened in that mystery school. It has not been allowed that we would take away the mystery from Maitreya's mystery school. But now, my beloved, the veil shall be lifted. And so, I look forward to coming to the point where this book can be completed, and I trust that this will happen as time moves on. Thus, my beloved, it has been my privilege to speak and set the platform for the next dictation, which will be from the being that we all, the three of us, Jesus, Maitreya, and Gautama, call Master and Lord.